Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless you all over the world. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I just want to welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need a miracle, you're in the right place at the right time. God, oh my God, is doing miracles. And we just want to welcome you. Appreciate you so very much. Let's go to God in prayer right now, and then we're going to thank him. Heavenly Father, oh God, we praise you. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to come down here to earth and die on the cross for us, for all of our sins. We dare not approach when asking you to forgive you. Forgive us for all of our sins, please. Every one of our sins of transgressions, omission and commission. Help us, Lord, to be more like Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Yeah, we ask that you bind the devil.
Yes,
Lord. Cast him out. Oh, God, give us peace in the midst of the storm. Bless us powerfully, we pray. Look on this prayer line this morning. Take over the prayer line. Welcome the Holy Ghost to take complete control of the prayer line. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Let the people not leave the same way they came. Let them get something from the Lord. Oh, God, as we tell Jesus all about it, solve every problem in the name of Jesus. See him through every storm in the name of Jesus. Dispatch angels to be all around the prayer line and to be all around us for the glory of God. Protect your people from all the things that the enemy is trying to do. Keep them, Lord. We know that you are a keeper. Bind the devil. Now we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Bless today every participant, every person who gives a praise report, every person who even asks a prayer request, every person who gives any encouragement. Bless you today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you for being in the room, Lord. We welcome you. Thank you so much for what you did on yesterday and what you're about to do today. We do praise you and give you glory and give you honor. Help us to go through the day victoriously. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. And we ask it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Everything in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. God has been good to you. If you can hear my voice, you can't deny that he's been good to you. Oh, thank you. And I want everybody who God has been good to, in just a moment I'm going to say praise check. I want you to open your mouth and give him praise. But before you do it, if he's been good to you, why don't you speak to him? He's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let's praise him all over the land. Praise him right now. Lord, we thank you. Praise check. God, thank you for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for this day and how you brought us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. We praise you this day. We magnify you this day. We give you the glory. All the adoration. All the praise. Thank God.
Thank
you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord as we move to another part of our praise. We thank God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for you. Amen. This is a great day. Amen. We do invite the Holy Ghost to take over this line. In the name of Jesus, take over, Holy Ghost. Take over. My. When he takes over, you're talking about a great, great, great day. My God, every time he takes over, it's something to always be remembered. All right, God bless you. You know, our format on our prayer line is we get praise reports where we glorify the Lord, and then after our praise reports, we normally just go into prayer requests. Yeah, that's our format on here. We don't get tired of it. No, it's our format. That's the way we started. We've stuck with it. As I remember writing the format for this prayer line, when God gave it to us, he gave us prayer, our praise reports and prayer requests. Then he added the wisdom seminar that helps a lot of people. Amen. One of the things when I wrote the 11 characteristics of a pitiful leader, one of them was a pitiful leader does not write the vision and make it plain, and he does not stick with the vision. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you can't do something with variety, but it means that you don't remember where the Lord brought you from. You don't stick with the vision that he gave you. It's important to stick with the vision. If he made you a praiser, you can add to it, but you ought to be a praiser. If he made you an encourager, you can add to it, or he can add to it, rather, but you ought not forget that you are an encourager. Whatever the assignment he's given to you, don't play it small. Make it major in your life, in Jesus' name. All right? You have enough time to think of what he's done for you all day long. You should have been thinking of the goodness of Jesus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Want your soul to cry out, hallelujah, and thank him for saving you. Amen. Give that praise report. I'm going to give you a moment to think. Why don't you think about it? Amen. Of his goodness and kindness. I'm asking Ambassador Hagan, amen, if you would come and give us our station identification, then we're going to go to our praise reports. We want to see who's eager to testify for the Lord. Amen. Are you there, Ambassador Hagan?
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. Yes, sir, we
God
are.
God bless you.
Yes, it's a wonderful day. And we give God the praise. We thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We give God the praise for what the Lord is doing. We do honor the Lord today as well as we honor Lady Daddy, Ambassador Lady Betty. We do honor Mother Adley Johnson, Mother to the Nations. We honor all of our bishops, all of the other ambassadors, ambassadors-elect to everyone that's listening and from whatever area, country you're from. We do honor each and every one of you. We thank God. We are here. We're excited today. Today is a very exciting day here that we get to be a part of this. The First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise is broadcast here on NPA. And I'm telling you, we are going all over the world, more than 90 million listeners, and we give God the praise. We are being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, China, Italy, India, the Virgin Isles, oh, my God, you name it, just literally all over the world, and we give God the praise. And we can be reached here at the radio, npa.radio.com, if those of you want to, you know, find us on the web, or you can just simply call into the studio. We are here live on the Blog Talk Radio, 347-934-0207. And we give God the praise. And we thank God, Amen, for our chief international ambassador who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir, and continue to do this excellent job that you're doing for the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. God bless you so much. And I want to tell you a little bit about this young lady who just spoke. You'll see. And they're over and over and over again on the same level of people all over this prayer line. One of the things I do is I try to encourage people, and I try my best to have compassion on people. But let me tell you a little bit about this lady. I'm back to the doctor now, Julie Hagan. Yeah. When she was coming up, she was the president of the National Honor Society. And you know, you've been in school, you know what that means when you're president of the National Honor Society. She was the editor of her school newspaper. Not only that, she was the regional county spelling bee champ. And not only that, she was the president of the student council. And then this young lady was valedictorian of her class. So we just thank God. She didn't have to be here, but I thank God for her husband, Bishop James C. Hagan, and they live in Hagan, Georgia. Amen. I want to thank him for allowing her to be here, and we do appreciate them very, very, very much. Okay, just read. In fact, that's a good time for me to ask you if you would send me something about you. Not a selfish person. I want to give everybody the props. If I knew it, I'd tell it. If you would, send me something about you. Write me at P.O. Box 26593. Yeah, send me your resume or whatever you want to send me. But I'd like to know something about you. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. 66225. Give it out at the end, maybe. Again. God bless you. Hopefully, you have a praise report. Amen. Amen. Sister Thelma Rush, she's been doing a tremendous job on the blog, radio talk. Amen. She carries it on in a great way. She's one of the ones, and Sister Ambassador Elect Benita Frierson. Amen. I want y'all to get some praise reports together. Mother Britt, amen. Mother Big, y'all, y'all. Tell them the goodness of Jesus. Amen. Evangelist Latanya Williams. The other night on the all-night prayer, all-night shut-in, this young lady was a great, great blessing brought to us by Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful blessing. All right, I'm going to open up the praise line. Amen. Give a praise report for the goodness of Jesus. Make known his deeds. Tell it. Amen. It might cause somebody else to get a miracle when they hear your miracle. The line is open to you. Praise reports. Who has a praise report? The line
is
open.
Amen. Well, good morning. This is Evangelist Latanya Williams. Amen. And I just thank God for you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. God bless you. And God bless you also to your First Lady Betty Johnson. God bless Mother Johnson. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give honor, amen, to Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern for inviting me to the line. And it has been a blessing being here. I thank you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for just even having this line open and available to just come and pray. And I thank God for the blog, because that has truly been a blessing as well. I just want to thank God today and just give a praise report just for his favor. I just thank God for his favor. And there's nothing like the favor of God. You know, and he's just been such a blessing. I am also celebrating a birthday this month. My birthday is actually Monday on the 9th, but yesterday I was blessed yesterday, taken out to lunch to one of my favorite restaurants, which is Red Lobster. Amen.
All right.
such a blessing. It was just a blessing all day yesterday. It's just been nothing but the favor of God, and I just thank God for everything that he is doing. I am so appreciative for his love and his grace. You know, the Bible talks about, well, it's not so much the Bible, but this is a saying, I'm sorry, the favor of God is better than money. You know what I'm saying? You know, favor is like, you know, we're praying for our finances, but it's nothing like having the favor of God. The Bible does say, though, you have favor with God, he give you favor with man. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm paraphrasing, but I just thank God for his favor. His favor in my health, his favor in my home, you know, even in spite of things that, you know, we have need of, but God takes care of our needs. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added. But the key is to seek him first. We got to put him first. He has to be our source. Amen. So I just thank God. Thank God for the space, and God bless you all, and God bless you all, ambassadors and other pastors and leaders that's on the line, and just everybody that's on the prayer line. God bless you, and I love you all. God bless.
God bless you. That's Evangelist LaTanya Williams. Amen. All right. Anybody else with a praise report? The line is open to you.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise
good
Lord. Praise the Lord. Can
you hear me? Oh, I think I heard Ambassador Stern.
Hello. Yes. I'll yield to Mother Johnson if that's okay.
All right. Go ahead, Mother Johnson. I think we lost it. Go ahead, Ambassador Stern.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to you, my chief ambassador, to Ambassador Lady Betty, to Mother of the Nation, Mother Adley Johnson, to all the ambassadors that are on the line. I used to could just call a couple, but now we're adding more, and I thank God for that. Amen. And I certainly would like to say good morning to, amen, praise the Lord, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. God bless her on this morning. I, too, agree with you that she's a woman of worth and does so many things in the background, but I just wanted to give a shout out to my prayer line on this morning, and a shout out to the Lord. I certainly thank God. I wanted to come behind praise the Lord, Evangelist LaTanya Williams, and just let you know she's a great young lady in my life, a daughter. She's my daughter. Amen. And I just want to let you know that she prays for me. Amen. When I'm not even praying for myself, this young lady comes all the way from
hello.
That's Mother Johnson saying hello. Hello, Mother Johnson.
Right. Go ahead. Go ahead, next time.
From Arizona, and shuts in the church. Amen. And she could stay there for days and days at a time just praying and feasting on the Lord. Who wouldn't love one to be up under their umbrella with such a gift and anointing as that, and such a joy and a love to the Lord. So I thank God for that. And I just thank God, amen, for giving me a little bit more energy and a little bit more strength on today. I just have been completely, amen, I don't want to say burned out, but you know, Ambassador Johnson, how your body is just tired. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been doing so many things, and oh my God, I've just been tired, and I don't think it's wrong to rest. Amen. Because the body can only go so far anyway. God made our bodies where it is supposed to rest. Even Jesus had to go to the Garden of Gethsemane and say, could ask the disciples, could they watch just for 1 hour? Amen. To get 1 hour good sleep without being interrupted is better than a full night's rest and you're tossing and turning. But I thank God for life, health, and strength. Amen. And I certainly want to give, I don't know if I'll get a chance to see her, Evangelist Williams is a traveling evangelist. And I've always been told, if you're an evangelist, you're supposed to be out there. You can't be called to the fivefold ministry and you're not doing the work of the Lord. So that's where my strength is. I'd be tired in the things of God, not tired doing it, but my body get tired because I'm the type of person, I don't know when to stop. The spirit has to break me down. I do as long as I'm up and do what thus saith the Lord. Many times my children say, when are you going to stop? I say, well, I probably would never stop, because when I get the glory, I still won't stop, because I'll be praising and shouting all the days of my life. That's in my DNA, and I thank God for that. I can do that while I'm yet clothed in my right mind and have the strength to do it. And I just want to say good morning, and to God be the blessing, to God be the glory. We had a wonderful time on the youth prayer line last night. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for all of the openings that we have to give God the glory on the First Fruit prayer line, the blog line, the youth prayer line. Now, amen. Praise the Lord. Coming up, shut in. Amen. That's a blessing to my spirit. I don't know about nobody else, but it is keeping me. Amen. I know the Holy Spirit is keeping me, but it's helping me. It is a help. The Holy Ghost is more than just a tongues and shout. It's also is a helper. God bless you all this morning is my prayer.
God bless you. And we do thank God for you and Pastor Stern. And thank God last night for Ambassador Pfeiffer, who I'm sure did such a wonderful job on the youth prayer line. God bless her. All right, the line is open to you for any other praise reports.
God bless you. Yep, Martin. Go ahead, Mother Johnson. You've tried so often. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. I just thank and praise God for another day, the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad. And, you know, yesterday I was, I don't know what I was doing, but I always have my little cookout once a month on Thursday. So it's coming up for next Thursday. And I said, Lord, I said, you just been so good to me. And you just brought me from a long ways, and I just don't know how to thank you and give you praise. But I said, Lord, I said, since you've been so good to me, I'm going to just give you 90% of whatever I'll make from now on. I'm going to just give blessing for 90%. I said, and that would be one way of thanking you and giving back to you for what you have done for me. So I just made a praise to the Lord. I wrote it on the calendar. I said, whatever I make out of my little jars, he's just 90%, and I'll keep the 10%. And that's my praise.
What a wonderful praise, Mother. You have aligned yourself and positioned yourself only to be blessed exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. You can't be God given now. Giving 90%, he'll up yours, because you cannot be given. So look for a bountiful blessing as you start on that journey in the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And the mother of the nation, praise God. Thank God for another day. Another day I can say thank you, thank you, thank you. Just praise God for everything. Praising God for the prayer line. It's been so productive in my life and so inspirational in my life. I praise God. I look forward to being on the prayer line in the morning time. And also, I thank God that several pastors had told me they were on here. They had been listening to us, and sometimes they're not sure when to jump in and say things and whatnot, but I just want to welcome all our visitors and new callers in the background to the line. I know there is one pastor that I have that is from Africa that is in Pennsylvania this month, and I just wanted to ask if Pastor Dennis was on here, Chief Ambassador, and also Pastor Dallas and Pastor Monique Ware. Praise
all right,
God. Here, I would just love for you all to meet and greet them, because they are beautiful people in the Lord, praising God, just sharing the word of God, and glad to know that some other people are yet tuning in to the prayer line, yet asking about the prayer line. Praise God, looking for somewhere to glorify God, looking for holiness, holy people that they can praise God with. Praise God. And I am one just to invite them to this prayer line. So if they're on here, if they want to say good morning to the people of God, you're welcome to do so. And anyone else, Chief Ambassador, we're just so glad to be able to welcome new callers. And we listen to Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan say that we have even more joining the line. And she said it just the other day. We are thankful and grateful. God bless you.
God bless you. Why don't you ask? Yeah, see if they're on here. Amen.
Pastor Dallas, Pastor Ware, and Pastor Dennis Alvin, are you guys on here this morning? We would love to hear, have you say good morning. And if you're there, just come off mute. Star 6, say good morning. Amen. While the praise reports are going forth, God bless you, Chief.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we do welcome all of our new comers to the prayer line. You're on the right line to get a miracle. And God bless all of you. If you'd like to say a word, I think they can press is it one or star one. Ambassador Hagan, let me know that if you would. But we are open for praise reports. If you got a praise report, jump in there right now. Give me a praise report. The line is open to you. All right, go ahead. You have a praise report. Go ahead. Okay. God bless you. Is there anyone else who has a praise report? If so, the line is open to you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860 from Connecticut. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I thank God for my life, my health, and strength. I thank God because He is just an ultra awesome God. I'm just thanking God this morning because He just so good, because I was able to get up and walk and see. I just thank God that He is just doing what He said He's going to do. Oh, God, I just thank God. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. I thank God for you, Mother Johnson, Mother to the Nation. I thank God for you, Leading Lady Betty. Oh, I just thank God for each and every last person on this prayer line. This prayer line has really enhanced my growth. I thank God for that. He knows exactly what I need. He knows what my desires are, and He delivered it to me. I just thank God on this morning. God bless you all, and you all have a blessed day. Thank you.
God bless you. Wonderful. All right, someone else with a praise report? We have time for you. We want to get about three more praise reports. Go ahead. If you have a praise report, tell them the goodness of Jesus.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. I'm calling
Mother
in.
Mother Britt, God bless you, Mother. Give you a praise report.
I thank God for you. I just thank God for Mother Johnson, Lord, glad that she's home from the hospital. And I just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for the youth line last night. We had a wonderful time. Dr. Ambassador Pfeiffer, she did an excellent job. And we're just grateful for everyone that's on there and joining with her. And I just thank God for another day, because if it wasn't for the good Lord, I don't know what we would do. And thank God. May God ever bless you, everyone on the prayer line. May God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed weekend and continue to keep us in prayer.
God bless you, Mother. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that sign of strength. The resurrection blood of Jesus, get on it. Lord, touch her in the name of Jesus and give her complete deliverance from this sign of strength. Whatever's causing her to have that cough. 95 years old, God, she doesn't need to have a cough. And God, give her peace. The devil waking her up during the night with that cough, angry because he planned to take her out of here, but God, you said she got some more work to do. But I'm asking you to give it to her in peace, or she won't have to cough like that. I'm asking you to take that cough out of her throat, out of her body, and let her have complete peace. Let the oil of the anointing be there. giving her peace. In Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, Lord, for it. And we give you the victory. We give you the praise and adoration. Thank God for it. Amen and amen. It's good to hear your voice, Mother, this morning. Good to hear your voice. And we're praising God for you. Amen. You sound pretty good at 6-something in the morning. Amen. You sound. Now you're going to get stronger. Amen. God is giving you strength every day. She walked from the den yesterday to the living room and walked to the restroom and back to the den. That's a great accomplishment.
Yay.
Y'all better thank. Yeah, that's a great accomplishment.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God.
And she's eating my sister's cooking, Edna. And is a tremendous cook. Amen. So they tell me she's eating pretty good now. So anytime you eat, God designed that body to get stronger. Amen. And take that nourishment in your body. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Thank you for gracing us and honoring us this morning with your praise report. Amen. Yeah. Why don't you let the Lord have his way? You know, I know you're ready to go home and all that, but why don't you just let the Lord have his way? You don't know what he wants to do. Amen. And I found out that when you let him have his way, it's the best way. Amen. So he may want to use you longer. Because the enemy wants to get all the seniors out of here. Y'all know too many of his secrets. And y'all help people to not go down the roads that the devil has prepared for others. So why don't you let the Lord have his way in your soul and let him say when he wants you to leave here, etc. Because I know he'll give you your heart's desire now. He's like that. He will give you free will. But I'd like to ask you, if you would, just let the Lord have his way in your soul. He may want to bless others through your life. Too many of our seniors who really are able to be a blessing to younger people. And when I say younger people, all the way up under you, they're able to be a blessing, and the devil doesn't want them in here because it messes him up too much. Did you hear me, Brother Johnson? I said it messes the devil up too much. He has a plan to try to kill, steal, and destroy. And one of the things that causes a kink in his plan are the seniors. That's why he's maneuvered America to embrace just young people, because they don't know nothing. I say it again, they don't know nothing. They think they know a lot, but they don't know nothing. And the enemy wants to sift them as wheat and completely annihilate them. And it's the seniors who's messing them up, because they get to them and say, listen, baby, you don't want to do that. You want to just live for the Lord and tell them how to live for the Lord. So, amen. A lot of people didn't know a lot about the Holy Ghost until you thought about the Holy Ghost. Might want to, so if you get your strength back, let me know. Want to have you teach again about the Holy Ghost. Amen. And because that was a great blessing to a lot of people. Amen. So we want you to just let the Lord have his way. And whatever God does, I'm satisfied with it. Amen. And he will bless in a great way. God bless all of you. If there's one more who has a praise report, we'll take it right now. If you have a praise report, the line is open to you.
Praise to God, hallelujah, this Ambassador Stiff this morning, and I feel a praise in my spirit, much utter respect to you, Chief. I can hear the saints of God and the old women in my church singing, can't nobody do me like Jesus, can't nobody do me like the Lord, can't nobody do me like Jesus, he's mine. And after the Lord has healed their body, they've just lift up their hands and say, to say he's my friend this morning, too. I give glory to God, hallelujah, because can't nobody do you like Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. I just feel like shouting this morning. If you all just let me just say glory one time, and I'm going to hang up the line. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Chief Ambassador, I'm like you. When I get up in the morning, the devil got to scatter. The Bible says, oh, when you arise in the morning, and what's that scripture in Psalm? And let your enemies be scattered. Glory to God. I see them running right now in the spiritual realm. Wrong, devil, wrong, because I'm going to put my foot on your head. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Let me tell you, this prayer line has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I enjoyed Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, last night. Glory to God and all the saints of God on the line talking about repentance and forgiveness. Glory to God, that scripture about confessing your sins, and it's something about the prayer line. When you get on the prayer line, there's such an anointing, hallelujah. It'll make all your sins collapse. You are shipwrecked with everything you got on you. You cannot stay the same. You won't get on board, hallelujah, and not get thrown off into the right lake. You cannot stay the same. Glory to God. Your mind get transformed. I'm just excited this morning. Saints, let me get off this line. I know I have a journey before me, but I just want to tell God, thank you. I love my family. I love my first root family. Dr. Johnson, I've once before, and I'll say it again. You are chief. You are doctor. You're bishop. You are friend. You a teacher, a Greek word, prata. You a giver, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you birthed them women all over this world. And you know what the Lord put in my spirit? Bishop Hagin, I don't know if you on the line, Ambassador Dr. Hagin, amen. But I just want to honor you this morning as well, Ambassador Hagin. Dr. Hagin, the man of God. God, much honor to you as well. I love all of you. Love you, Mother Johnson. You've got to hang around because you know what? Before I ever get married again, I gotta bring the man to God and let him sit at your feet so you can teach him how to treat me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen. All right, Brother Johnson, you got to hang around for that. Amen. All right, God bless all of y'all. All right, anybody else? All right. Anyone else with a praise report? All right, I'm going to open the line up and let one of our ambassadors, or anyone, if you want to take the prayer request, the line is up for you. We're going to get some prayer requests. We want to pray for you. Amen. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. So we want to pray for you and thank God for all of you. The line is open to you.
Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stern, and I have a word from you from the Lord. Is that all right if I give it to you?
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. I've been hearing Mother Johnson, and I've been hearing you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I also heard the voice of the Lord tell me that let Mother Johnson be Mother Johnson. And she can't go nowhere until the Lord say it's time for her to go. And your job as a son is just to pray for her. And that God's will is still going to be done. I've been around elderly people when they felt like it was time for them to go to glory. They felt like nobody, they didn't want to be a bother to nobody. And the Spirit of the Lord told me that Mother Johnson has matured to that point that she could say that anytime she wants to because she's ready. I dare any one of us say that because we may not be where Mother Johnson is in our spirit, but I still want you to know, man of God, that Mother Johnson cannot check out of here without the will of the Father. And she's just talking. And sometimes when we have been sick for a while, amen, sometimes that's all that we hear, that it's time to go. But to you, man of God, and to the listeners on this phone, it's our job in the background because, see, she's grown now, fully grown, and you can't stop her for what she want to say. She's been saying it on the line. I've been hearing it, too, and in the beginning it hurt my heart, but the Spirit of the Lord say, deal with it, because when you get a certain age, you are getting closer to heaven, closer than what you were, amen, when she was a 1 year old. So let Mother Johnson be Mother Johnson, and we know that she has work to do. But the more she say it, the stronger she's getting. Matter of fact, she sounds better today than what she did any day that we've heard her. So to you, this is not a correction. This is just for me to, I know you being the biological son and the spiritual father as well, amen. We never want to hear that from our loved ones and especially our mother, amen. But she's going to say that because that's in her. But she cannot check out of here until God say so. Matter of fact, somebody else going to check out before her, amen, and she'll still be here. And we're just basking in her presence, amen. If she never teach us one other thing again, her light has been an example. The things that she has imparted in us, to keep that in our hearts. We don't see Paul, we don't see Timothy, we don't even see Jesus, but what they left for us is down in our spirit. And what Mother Johnson has imparted in us is for, if she didn't give that to us for us to say that was a good word, that was for us for today. Amen. That when she did that, it was left for us today. Don't rush her. Let her take her time. Amen. Let her get her strength back. Amen. And what she's saying to us to call in the morning is a blessing all by itself. If she never ministered another word, her life has spoken for her. So we want to make sure that she's comfortable and get her strength back, because at that age with a cough, it's taking all she got, but she cannot go anywhere until God say. See, what she's doing is setting us up. And we thank God for that. So I just wanted to encourage you, Chief Ambassador, you around her, and I know you hear it more and more, but the more she said, the more you in another, in your mind saying, you know, you can't always rebuke her in front of others. And I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying sometimes we have to, we in one place and she in another place, and let her be her, because God's still going to do what he has to do. God bless you. I hope you receive that from my heart.